This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. New Mexico Environment Department sues DOE to terminate 2016 consent order for LAM. Late last week, the New Mexico Environment Department filed a lawsuit against the Department of Energy to terminate the 2016 consent order for Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL. The consent order is an administrative tool requiring the cleanup of radioactive, hazardous, and toxic wastes stored or buried at LANL. The lawsuit is the culmination of a failed mandated dispute resolution process required by the order. Environment Department Secretary James Kenney said, quote, "We are seeking to terminate the 2016 consent order and initiate court-supervised negotiations to renegotiate cleanup terms that protect communities and their environment," end quote. He described the department's high expectations on entering into the 2016 order, concluding that, quote, "Almost 5 years later, our expectations are far from met," end quote. The department's efforts to address legacy waste began over 20 years ago, after the May 2000 Sierra Grande fire. The fire burned over 7,000 acres across LANL facilities above the Rio Grande. It burned the Jemez Mountains. It crossed LANL facilities and Los Alamos homes, opening new pathways for waste to move through the canyons toward the Rio Grande. After its investigation on May 2, 2002, the department released a determination that conditions at LANL created an imminent and substantial endangerment to health or the environment, along with a draft order. The determination provided comprehensive information about the pollutants found on the mesas and in the canyons, the burial and storage sites, and the pathways for pollutants to reach the Rio Grande. A month later, LANL filed lawsuits in both federal and state courts to challenge the determination and order. The government agencies entered into a lengthy 18-month closed-door settlement negotiation. On March 1, 2005, a new consent order was signed, and the public learned that during the negotiations, the determination had been withdrawn. During the Martinez administration, the parties renegotiated the 2005 order with the ineffective 2016 order. Preventative pollution reporting requirements and some public notice were eliminated, among other measures that benefited LANL. Joni Ahrens of CCNS, having followed the consent order process of the previous two negotiations and provided public comments, insists on the critical importance for the department to update and reinstate the imminent and substantial endangerment to health or the environment determination. She points out that the same or similar risks remain. Ahrens also urged the department to open up the negotiations to the public. She says, quote, "We are impacted by LANL's operations every day. CCNS's vision for LANL is a site that is cleaned up, where surface and groundwater flow to the Rio Grande without pollution. The air is safe to breathe, and LANL honors this place and the people's well-being," end quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.